world markets have continued to fall in response to the Greek debt crisis. Greece has indicated it won't repay a €1.6 billion loan to the IMF later today. The European Commission chief says he feels betrayed by Greece after debt talks failed. Q&A host Tony Jones says convicted criminal Zaki Mallah would not have been allowed on the program if the program had been made aware of his misogynistic tweets. The ABC and the government are holding inquiries into Mr. Mallah's appearance on the show. Human Rights Commissioner Tim Wilson says Q&A should be ashamed it gave a platform to Mr. Mallah.
The Q&A team were not aware at the time Zaki Mallah appeared of the very offensive misogynistic tweet. Had we known, we would have rejected his participation.
I actually think the producers and yourself, Tony, should ought to be ashamed of yourself for giving him a platform.
Police say a fatal shooting in a suburban park in Sydney's southwest was a targeted attack. Emergency services were called to Salmon Reserve in Punchbowl around 4:30 yesterday afternoon, where they found a man with a gunshot wound. Paramedics tried to revive him, but the man died at the scene. Investigators are searching for a group of men seen running from that park. And a new report this morning is calling on the Abbott government to take extra steps to stop young people being radicalised. The Australian Strategic Policy Institute says the government needs to better explain why Australia is involved in military operations in the Middle East. It also recommends teaching Middle East politics to schools to deter young people from joining terror groups.